Good morning, folks. It's Nina, Smyrny Outdoors here. It is Tuesday, the 7th of May, and it's been quite a while since my last boo. And that's because life's been fairly busy, actually. on Monday last week, I recorded a podcast for the first time in my life with Phil at Social Hiking, also here on Audioboo as Daylight Gambler. And that was a really interesting and fun experience, actually. And I will attach a link to the podcast in the description of this audioboo if you would like to have a listen to it. But we basically talked about social hiking, the impact that social hiking's had on my life, news about what's going on in the outdoors. We talked about people's maps and what we find interesting about them. And Phil also talked about some of the developments and communities that have been created on and around social hiking. And I talked a little bit about the impact that walking and being in the outdoors has had on my journey to weight loss, and also the impact, the positive impact on mental health and mental well-being. So if you get a chance and you're interested, do not nip around and have a listen. It is about an hour, so I'd make myself a good cup of tea or a brew. Get myself a brew before you actually sit down to listen to that. In other news, on Thursday I headed up to the Sniper Stones, which is a rocky ridge walk just to the west of the Longmynd in the Shropshire Hills, almost in Wales, within touching distance of Wales. It's a fantastic walk because the scenery and the landscape is so varied. There's lots and lots of heather-clad moorland with curlews and snipe and red grouse and so on up there, not that we saw any of that in the middle of the day, and also some very rocky tors. It looks a little bit like Dartmouth and has some fantastic names like the Devil's Chair and Cranberry Rock. I always say that wrong. It's probably Carberry Rock and Shepherd's Rock. I will double check that. There is a map on Social Hiking, which I will also put a link to on my audioboo description, and that's shareyouradventure.com. And I went up with Harry, my younger dog, which I normally don't do because he is a very boisterous being and has absolutely no recall, however hard we've tried. But I thought I would go out with him, try and do a little bit of training with him, and just see how it went. And I figured on a Thursday afternoon it would be quite quiet, which it was. And he was an absolute saint, I have to say. He really enjoyed the walk. He coped well with the tall heather and very loose rocks that were on one of the subsidiary peaks called the Paddock. So we did a lot of heather bashing and wobbling around on rocks, and we had a great time. It was a stunningly beautiful day. So I texted my partner to say I'd be home early enough for us to be able to go out for a local walk together, so she could have the benefit of getting out and getting some fresh air and sunshine too. I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't have said that, because I got back to my little van. I forgot that I'd left it in gear because I was on a bit of an incline when I parked, started the engine, it jumped forward, and that was the end. Bugger wouldn't start. So I put on my best damsel in distress face and asked some lovely people who were nearby whether they would help me jump start it, because I thought it was the battery, being of absolutely no technical knowledge whatsoever. It wasn't that. We waited a little bit longer for their friends to come back off the hill, because apparently he had more technical know-how. He also scratched his head and said, there's no fuel getting through. So that was the end of that. And with the help of my partner, we managed to sign up for breakdown, because I'd completely forgotten to do that in the excitement of picking up the van. And eventually, as it was getting darker and colder and Harry was starting to shiver, I got news that the breakdown, or the transporter, was a mile away in a different car park. I mean, he didn't know where my car park was. The battery was running down on my phone and the signal was intermittent, to say the least. But we got there in the end, again thanks to the help of some other lovely walkers who agreed to drive up to the car park where he was and guide him back to me. More bonnet opening, looking under the bonnet, and ooh, ahs, and it's not looking good. So eventually I was transported back home, and I'm now waiting for the van to be collected, and I fear it might be an expensive job. There were mutterings about crankshafts and camshafts, all of which means nothing to me. And then yesterday, my partner came out with me to work at Carding Mill Valley. It was bank holiday, the sun was shining, and I have never seen so many people in one space in my entire life. We had to close the car park all the way down the valley, which is about a mile long. There were cars parked, people having picnics and reconstructing the stream and God knows what else going on. But what was amazing was walk half a mile away from the main valley up onto the hills, and there was not a soul in sight. All around the car parks it was heaving, away from them, quiet. And there is the lesson. Get away from the crowds, folks. Goodbye for now.